Can you speed up drip stone growth by increasing the flow of drops falling onto the formation? What role does the water's pH play? How are the colours created? You can find out here and see for yourself what affects the growth of a dripstone. Explanatory text next to the monitor. pH value. The pH value indicates whether aqueous solutions are acidic, neutral, or alkaline. The pH condition of water inside a cave determines whether dripstones grow or dissolve. A slightly acidic to alkaline pH value, around 6 to 14, fosters growth. If the water is too acidic, pH under 3, it erodes the dripstone. Water supply. Dripstone growth is determined by the amount of water present beneath the earth's surface. If a lot of water with a high mineral content enters the cave, dripstones begin to grow. Small quantities of water can slow down the formation of dripstones or bring them to a halt altogether. Mineral types. Drip water in the mine also contains elements and molecules of various metals. They lead to the creation of new minerals that lend the dripstones their particular colours. Diatacite. Dripstones composed only of diatacite are white to light yellow. Copper compounds. Copper salts impart blue or green hues to dripstones. Iron compounds lend dripstones a rust red to brown colour, sometimes also a yellow tint. Manganese compounds turn dripstones and sinter areas brown-black to black. Vanadium compounds create various green tones, yellow-green, olive-green, and apple-green.